Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about content marketing, if I may, because promoting ourselves and our services feels a bit like going to the gym. We all know we should do it, but somehow it always feels like too much effort. We can never find the time or the motivation to make it happen. But blogging, social media updates, and other forms of content marketing are essential to attracting new clients and spreading our reputation. Some say that producing good work is enough, but in truth, that approach will only take you so far. Sure, it will generate word of mouth recommendation, which is incredibly important. However, it tends to lead to more of the same kind of business that you already have. If you want to reach bigger or better clients, then you'll need a content marketing strategy. So, how do we find the time and inspiration to produce content regularly? The answer lies in part with having the right set of tools. So, in this podcast, I want to share with you 10 tools I rely on every day as I share my services and brand online. Tools that help me with everything from improving to promoting and monitoring my content. First, let's begin by looking at the two tools that inspire me. Part of my job is to coach other agency owners and freelancers. And one of the complaints I hear all the time is that they struggle to come up with subjects about which to write. I argue that the problem is not coming up with ideas, but rather coming up with them when you sit down to write. And that's because nothing drains inspiration faster than a blank page. Enter Evernote. No doubt you've already heard of Evernote, but you might be wondering how it applies to the subject of content marketing. Well, Evernote is a great tool for collecting those ideas for blog posts or social media updates, the ideas that surround us every day. Maybe a client asks you a question and you think, oh, that would make a good blog post. You can quickly jot it down in Evernote's mobile app and have it saved for later. Or perhaps you read an inspirational post somewhere. Something that inspires you and excites you, and you think that you could write on a related project. Just click the article using the Evernote browser extension and add any comments to it. Now, when you sit down to write, you're already going to have a collection of ideas waiting for you. Of course, to get inspired, we must first expose ourselves to inspirational content. And there's certainly no shortage of that on the web, but finding content relevant to you is not always easy. One tool I find that can help is BuzzSumo. BuzzSumo will recommend relevant content based on a keyword phrase that you enter. For example, if you want to see what's trending on the subject of e-commerce, simply enter that into its search engine, and it will return all the most popular posts on that subject across the entire web. Alternatively, if you find a great new source of content and want to read the best of what they have to offer, you can just enter their domain name and it will return their most popular content. I find BuzzSumo one of the most effective ways of staying up to date with what's happening in our industry, and it has often inspired me to write on a particular subject. For example, I use BuzzSumo to track the latest posts on user experience and digital transformation, which are two subjects I write extensively on. Once you have a topic, the next challenge is to produce some great content around it. Another common objection I hear all of the time is that producing great content is hard. Many people struggle to write a compelling blog post or even social media update. The best solution to this problem is, to be honest, practice. The more you write and share, the better you become, especially if you monitor what works and what doesn't. But there are some tools that can help here too. One of the most important aspects of any blog post is its title. Think of the title as the cover of a book. It should grab people's attention and draw them in. And one tool that helps you to create great headlines is CoSchedule's Headline Analyzer. This, as the name suggests, analyzes headlines. And it's an automated tool. So, like any automated tool, it's far from perfect. But it will share some useful tips for improving your headlines and making them more engaging. It provides advice on different types of headlines, e.g. questions, lists or how-tos, and makes suggestions for words that tend to grab the attention of users. A great title is important, but you also need to maintain the quality throughout your post, and that means writing well and avoiding typos and improving your grammar. I'm certainly absolutely dreadful at this. It's as if I'm unable to see the problems in my writing, no matter how many times I review it. I reduce this problem by using a tool called Grammarly. Grammarly proofreads my content and recommends ways to improve it. But it does a lot more than check for grammar and spelling. Because, after all, your word processor does that. It will also make stylistic suggestions that can significantly improve the quality of your writing. But always remember, good content marketing is about a lot more than copy alone. Another crucial component for your content marketing strategy is the production of imagery. Images make blog posts more appealing and increase engagement on social media, but finding quality photography can be hard, especially when you're on a limited budget. Fortunately, there are a growing number of sites that provide public domain images that you can use on social media or your blog free of charge. But searching through all these various sites, well, that can be tedious. Zoomy is a cross-platform desktop application that searches all of these sites for you in one go. In fact, they have more than 50,000 images in their search database, and that's growing all the time. And you can even filter those photographs based on dimensional color. Of course, if you're a designer, you're probably more interested in showing off your work than you are other people's photographs. And no doubt the time will come when you'll want to include a screenshot of some of the work that you've done in a blog post or social media update. However, screenshots look so much better when they're in context, for example, on a mobile device. But mocking these up can be time-consuming. Fortunately, there are some automated tools that will add screenshots to devices in photographs, but many of these have got a subscription model, which becomes expensive over time. One exception is Smart Mockups, which has got a curated collection of free product mockups that you can access completely free online, or you can pay a one-off fee if you want to use their desktop app. Now that your blog post has got an engaging title, some well-written copy, and some beautiful imagery, now we can start promoting it. Great content is no good if nobody sees it, and that's why sharing your content via social media is so important. Updating multiple channels can, however, be time-consuming. But there are two tools that I use that make life so much easier. CoSchedule is an incredibly powerful content marketing tool that has too many features for me to cover here. But one thing I particularly like about it is its ability to post to multiple social networks whenever I release a new blog post. In fact, you can schedule a string of updates to go out over time based on the release date of the post. That means if I reschedule the post, all of those updates also shift accordingly. You can also create lists of old blog posts to share at regular intervals in order to create a maximum value from each of those posts that you've written. Although CoSchedule is an excellent tool, it's not so good for sharing content that you find elsewhere on the web. And for that, you're much better off using Buffer. A big part of my role as a digital professional is staying up to date with the latest innovations, and that means I spend a lot of my time reading and viewing online content. Content that we can then share via social media in order to increase our exposure, credibility, and reputation. The problem is that we tend to do our reading, don't we, in a single session. For example, I tend to read a whole load of posts at night while sitting in bed. And that may result in us sharing several things all in one go. But if we share everything at once, we end up spamming our social media feeds while leaving it empty on other occasions. Also, posts late at night are not always being posted at the most optimal time. Now, to get around this problem, I use Buffer. Instead of posting directly to my social feeds, I instead add updates to my Buffer queue. Buffer then works out the optimal time to share those updates and spreads them throughout the day. As long as I keep my queue filled up, I know my followers are always receiving compelling content from me. Of course, to ensure that content is interesting, I may wish to consider sharing more than just links. Adobe Spark is a free tool that helps you spice up your social media feed with imagery and video. The simple-to-use interface allows anybody to create basic infographics, quotations, and even some video content. Adding this kind of material is of huge importance. For example, tweets receive about 150% more retweets if they've got an image in than those without, while a whopping one-third of all online activity is spent watching video. But how do you know if your content marketing strategy is working? It's not enough to blindly keep pushing content online. You also need to know whether you're producing the right kind of content to spread your name and enhance your reputation. Tools like CoSchedule and Buffer provide detailed analytics for your social media updates, but what about your blog? PostReach is my favourite application on this list, and that's because it helps me produce better blog content. It does this by providing me with detailed analytics on the traffic my blog received and how much they've been shared via social media. Not only that, but it also tells me who shared my content, and this allows me to see whether I'm reaching the right target audience or if I'm attracting the attention of influencers. Hopefully there's been some tools on this list you've not heard of before and you'll find useful. Without a doubt, a good tool set is going to make your content marketing efforts a lot easier. But at the end of the day, they aren't going to make your content marketing successful. The most important thing you can do is dedicate regular time to promoting yourself and your services. It's easy for this kind of work to slip down your priority list when life gets busy. But this leads to a boom-bust cycle that ultimately damages your business. Finally, it's important to remember that when it comes to content marketing, you will not see success overnight. But if you consistently put content out there, then you will grow a following over time, an audience that will grow exponentially as they recommend you to others.